You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God calls His people to be salt and light by making a positive impact in our communities. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, Redefined.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Dean. I'm one of the campus missionaries here. Thank you for those who came for the first time. Sino ulit yung first time? Welcome kayo ni JC kanina. Okay, thank you for coming. We hope that this is not the first and last that you come here. And we are in a series, second week of our series, titled Redefined. Okay, open your Bible, Matthew chapter 5. If you have it on your phones, go ahead and open it. Okay, huwag tayo mag-rely. Nandito to para sa mga first time. So kung hindi mo first time, huwag kang titingin dyan. Okay? Share with somebody na katabi mo. Okay, if you have your Bibles, if you don't have a physical Bible like this, sana sa cellphone mo, mag-download kayo ng ESV. And if you're first time here, okay, ganun. I encourage you to download on your smartphones, ESV. Okay, pero meron dito. That's why I want to show that. That's for first time people right here. But nevertheless, we want to read together the Bible in reverence to God's Word. Let's read it. Sabi dito, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Lord, we pray that you open our hearts and minds to receive your word and to accept and be grateful for the call that you have given to us as salt and light to the world, so that our lives would be a blessing to others, our testimony would be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, take your seats now. Thank you. Now, in this series, Redefined, what we are doing is we are studying the preaching of Jesus on the Mount, the Sermon on the Mount. This is a very long preaching recorded in the Bible by Jesus to His disciples and to the crowd that was there. Okay, disciples who follow Jesus, and those crowd, nakagaya nung sinasabi natin last week kung nandito ka, yung parang fans lang ni Jesus. They were only there for the freebies, for the miracles, for the healing, kaya sila sumusunod kay Jesus. But nevertheless, Jesus preached to them, it was an invitation for them to follow Jesus. And what does it take to follow Jesus? And now, we come now to that part of the preaching of Jesus wherein He speaks of, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. And before this, okay, if you would scroll upwards sa Bibles ninyo, makikita nyo yung pinag-usapan natin last week, the Beatitudes, wherein we talked about what does it really mean to be blessed? What is the kind of lifestyle that we are called to live so that we would continually experience the blessing of God because we are blessed because of God? And that's why we are called to be pure, poor in spirit, pure in heart, to be meek or humble, or to mourn and be repentant of our sins. And the blessing of God is His presence and His kingdom, and we will be comforted and all of that things. If you would, kung babalikan niyo yun. So I really encourage you, basahin niyo yung Matthew chapter 15, okay, all throughout the week, para pagdating natin dito, mas may overview tayo, mas may alam tayo about what we're talking about. And I truly believe that God would continue to speak to all of us. And now, we've been talking about the last week, a lifestyle that we are called to be in so that we would be continually experiencing the blessing of God. And now, we talk about a kind of lifestyle that makes us a salt and light to the earth or to the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Now, Jesus is saying this thing so that it would redefine our walk with Him, our life here on earth, with other people. That's why Jesus said, you. Sabihin nyo, you. Yung sinabi ni Jesus dyan, you, is not one person only. Hindi siya sabi, you. Sa disciple, di ba? Tapos, isa lang, siya lang. But this was actually corporate. Okay, when He said you, He was saying, together, all of you, it was plural. He was talking to the disciples. He was talking to the disciples. When He said you, corporately, together, it's plural, it's the disciples. It's the followers of Jesus. Who among you here, you follow Jesus? You're a follower of Jesus. And that's us. Sinasabi ni Jesus, you. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you. And the next word, R. R. Hindi, R, okay? And it's not should be. Sabi ni Jesus, hindi niya sinabi, you should be the salt, you should be the light. Not might be, pwede naman, if ever. Okay, if ever, gantong circumstances, okay, you might be the salt of the earth. Hindi, R. It means right now. Hindi siya will be, na you will be the salt of the earth. No, sabi niya, you are, ibig sabihin ngayon, you are the salt of the earth. As followers of Jesus, you are the light of the world. Are. Ngayon, anytime, right now, you are already the salt. If you are in Christ, you are already the light of the world. And the word the, hindi sinabing ah, you are a salt of the earth, you are a light of the world, parang it's only one of the options. But what Jesus is saying here is that you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Meaning, Jesus was actually sure. Jesus was certain and Jesus was sure about you that you following Him means you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Sure si Jesus dyan sa katabi mo. Tingnan mo. Sure si Jesus na yan ay salt and light of the earth. There's no plan B na pagka, okay, parang hindi na mabaito, wag na to. Iwan ko na yan. But Jesus is certain that Jesus is sure that you are salt and light. Now let's talk about salt and light. Very important because salt and light are two of the most important commodities or necessities that they must have in their homes, in their time. Dalawa sa pinaka-importante. Na kahit mayaman, mahirap, or middle class, dapat may salt, dapat may light. Una, salt. Pag-usapan natin yung salt. Okay, many times, alam natin, salt is used for flavoring, di ba? Sino dito nagluluto? Sino kumakain? Oh, mas madali kumakain. No? Nagre-reklamo ka, ano ba yan? Ang tabang? Ang tabang ng Milo? Bakit? Lalagyan mo ba ng salt yung Milo? No. Ang tabang naman ito. So, kailangan ng asin, lalo pag ulam. Diba? We do know that it's used for flavoring. Okay? But did you know that the use of salt, 6% only of all the salt in the world is only used for cooking. 6% lang yung use nun. So, ibig sabihin, may iba pang gamit yung salt. Because in their time, salt was very important. It's actually scarce. Ibig sabihin, it can run out. And it's actually very expensive na to appoint Roman soldiers, the people who are governing, okay, sumakop sa mga Jews in the time of Jesus, Roman soldiers are being paid in salt. Okay, wherein the word salary came from the word salarium, wherein it means they are given probably money for exchange of salt or part of it, ng sweldo nila, it's salt. Bakit ganun ka-importante yung salt sa kanila? It's because it's used for preservation. Salt is used for preservation because in their time, they did not have ref. Wala silang refrigerator. And kung wala silang refrigerator, and then, ibig sabihin, pwedeng mapanis yung mga pagkain or lalo na yung mga meat na meron. It's used to preserve or to avoid the spoilage of meat in their time. Kasi hindi mo pwedeng katayin yung baboy, o sige, ito muna, yung isang paa muna, tapos bendahan mo, tapos bukas na lang iba. Diba? Imagine mo naman yung baboy, di ba? Nakabenda lang, okay. Unti-unti mong pinapatay, magiging ano din yun, double dead. So hindi natin pwedeng gawin yun. In their time, for them to store food and to prevent food from spoiling or get para mabulok, they need salt as a preservative. Ayun yung nagiging ref nila para sa mga pagkain nila. So, ganun pala ka-importante. Yung pagkain ng pamilya ng isang Roman soldier, a Jew, or anybody in their family, they need salt to preserve their food. And also, it's used for purification. Purification is such a way, in the Old Testament times, it's used to cleanse babies. And even up until now, in our time, ginagamit ito sa panglinis. Actually, there are approximately more than 14,000 uses of soap in this world. Alam lang natin, flavoring para sa balot. Diba? Para sa penoy. Yun lang alam natin eh, no? Tapos pagka sobra pa, ubus na yung balot mo, tatapo mo na. Pero sa kanila, importanteng importante. And even in the research or how we study salt, in the history of what salt is, 14,000 uses yung meron siya in a point na it's used to make products of plastic. Okay, di ba? Tumay katabi mo. Hindi, hindi plastic yan. Totoong tao yan. Tuna yan na kaibigan. But it's used to make paper, glass, paper and then glass, rubber, and even it's used for fertilizers for growing plants. And even yun nga, okay, ano na, bleach, soap, detergent, and many more. Soap is actually this important. Kung sa atin ngayon, parang pwede mong ibuhos yan sa bulate, okay? Sa kanila, hindi. Okay, sobrang importante, sweldo to ng isang Roman soldier, pagkain to ng kanilang pamilya. Salt was very important. And what did Jesus mean by telling to the disciples, to you, listen, that you are the salt of the earth. You are called to bring flavor to this tasteless world. How many times have you heard people, sawang-sawa na ako sa buhay ko? How many times have you heard people around you, oy, paulit-ulit na lang yung nangyayari. Parang walang buhay, walang purpose yung buhay ko. The world becomes tasteless because of sin. It became tasteless because of sin. Because paulit-ulit yung sin natin, di ba? Sa una masaya, pero eventually nakakasawa na I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of my life. Ayoko na. Sawa na ako. But as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus Christ, you know what? You will bring flavor to the world. The tasteless world. How? If they would see that you live a life with meaning and purpose in God, they would see, bakit siya? Parang iba yung buhay niya sa buhay ko. Bakit parang masaya yung buhay niya kahit alam ko may problema siya? And it's, you know what? It's because of your relationship with God. It's because of your purpose and life in God, and you give meaning now to the world. When other people see that you have a meaning in life, they would want that meaning in life that you have. You give taste, you give flavor to this tasteless world. And preservation happens so that the food would not spoil as in the use of a salt, but as you, as a disciple, preservation happens when you preserve the dying world. You are called to preserve the dying world. So as a disciple, you are called to preserve a dying world because the world is already dying because of sin. It's rotting. But because you are in Christ, because you follow Christ, okay, you actually come to a point that you live your lives and they see it, and you preach the gospel and you give life to them. Now you are preserving the dying world. With the preaching of your word, with the preaching of your lifestyle to other people, they would see, na posible pala yun? Na magkaroon ng bagong buhay? Posible pala yun? Na kami dito, namamatay sa kasalanan, tapos nakita nila yung buhay mo? Posible palang maging ganun din yung buhay ko dahil kay Jesus, dahil kay Jesus? You are preserving the dying world. We get to see people around us, di ba? We get to see newsfeed, sa mga bahay natin, sa mga kaklase natin, sa mga kaibigan natin. We get to see their lives. And you know what? We don't have to wait for people to die physically because people are already dead in their sin. That's what the Bible says. And now, because of your life, because of your preaching, because people knows Jesus through your life, you are preserving this world. Purification, and in such a way that you purify the world by preaching the gospel. With the preaching of your life and with the preaching of the gospel, you are purifying the world. You are called to preserve this dying world. With your life, you give flavor, meaning, and purpose to this world. With the preaching of your gospel and with the preaching of your lifestyle, people will know God. It says in verse 13, but if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. Because you know what? Studies would actually say there's only one time na yung salt mawawala yung alat niya. When it's contaminated. Meaning, it becomes poisonous or toxic to others. Lalo na for food. I'm not saying here that you, when you sin, you lost your taste, you lost your saltiness. And I'm not saying na pag di ka naligo, magiging salty ka again. What I'm saying here, what the Bible is saying is here to us, it's the kind of lifestyle. Jesus started by preaching the lifestyle in the Beatitudes, by being blessed when you have this kind of lifestyle in God. But now, with the kind of lifestyle that you live, that others know that you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you are the salt of the earth, but you lose your saltiness when you have a claim na ako, I follow Jesus. I am a disciple. I am a Christian. But don't live it otherwise. You don't back up your claim. Na Christian ako, pero kaliwat kanan yung pagmumura mo. Christian kaya ako. Gaten nga ako every Friday. Pero kaliwat kanan yung boyfriend at girlfriend mo. It's a lifestyle. Guys, listen. If your lifestyle does not back up your claim is worthless. Your claim as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus Christ, is worthless and it is not salt at all. You don't give meaning and purpose to others and life to others. Do not be this kind of people. You are the salt of the earth. Now, let's talk about light. Light. Everybody needs light. In their time, they need light. In our time today, we need light. Tama? If we don't have light, we don't see anything. We all know that light is important. We definitely need light. Una, illumination. Para nakikita natin kung anong meron. Okay, we have to see things around us. Alam nyo ba yung game show na Total Blackout? Papanood nyo ba yun? Okay, yung Total Blackout, wala talagang ilaw, may aquarium or kahit ano, lulubog nila yung mga kamay nila or kahit saan, hulaan nila kung anong meron, and then panalo. Imagine mo, sigaw ng sigaw yan, pero teddy bear lang naman yung laman. Di ba, pag walang ilaw, nagpapanik ka na, naku, baka may kumuha sa akin. Di ba? Baka may kumuha sa akin dito. Okay? So, pag may ilaw, nakakapagbasa tayo, nakakapag-aral. Sino mga nag-aaral dyan? Yun, di ba? Dad, I need a headlight in my kwarto kasi I'm studying eh. Di ba? Kailangan natin ng ilaw pag nagbabasa, nag-aaral, okay? Kahit saan, kailangan natin ng ilaw. Kasi pag walang ilaw, di ba, nangangapa tayo. Illumination. But also attraction. Attraction that in a sense that pag ako, at times that I go to Antipolo, tapos overlooking doon, di ba makikita mo yung city lights? Di ba? Sige, pakita mo. Para ma-attract sila. Yan, di ba? Kitang-kita mo yung city lights, di ba? Napapaano ka. Ay. Nakaka-relax. It's attractional. When you see the city lights, diba talagang na-amaze ka, pinipicturean mo, pag-picture mo, ay, ang pangit. Diba? Totoo naman eh. Diba? Pag-picture mo, hindi okay. Pero magtitignan mo, okay, ganda. Tama? It's attraction. But also, it points to a direction. Light is used for direction. Have you ever had a road trip tapos walang street lights gabi? Paano kung walang headlights yung kotse na sinasakyan nyo, bus na sinasakyan nyo, or hindi na-drive ninyo? Kung walang headlights, then walang direction. Bangin yung punta natin. Light is important because it gives illumination. It illuminates who God is. People see God in you. People would see, would not only see, but they would be attracted to your life kasi makikita nila, parang may iba sa buhay mo. Kami din namin kaya gawin yung ginagawa mo. Direction that you point them to God. For example, sige, labas nyo lahat ng cellphone nyo. Sige, cellphone. Go. Labas nyo lahat ng cellphone nyo. Ilabas ng cellphone, pailawan, tapos patayin natin yung ilaw, Edmar. Lahat ng ilaw. Labas, lahat, cellphone. O, walang mangunguha ng gamit, ha? Sige, lahat, yung mga nasa likod, labas nyo yung cellphone nyo. Lahat, maglabas ng cellphone. Come on. Kahit hindi ganyan, o kahit hindi yung flash, pero cellphone. Come on, yung mga nasa likod, go ahead, labas yung cellphone. Labas ng cellphone. Okay, taas natin lahat. Cellphone natin. Taas natin. Come on. Lahat tayo. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones. Na, 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 na. Okay, luma ng kantang yun, di ba? Bago naman. You're my flashlight. You're my flashlight. Sige, taas nyo lang, taas nyo lang. Tingin, tingin. Look around, di ba? You know what? The light, okay? The light shines the brightest in the darkness. Kahit madilim dito, pero may ilaw tayo lahat, it shines, right? Kitang-kita natin. E paano kung buksan natin yung ilaw? Sige, taas nyo lang, taas nyo lang. Habang nakabukas yung ilaw, bubuksan ni Edmar lahat ng ilaw. Oh, ano? Makapag-We Are The World ka pa ba? Parang wala lang dating kasi maliwanag naman. Because you know what? The church doesn't need your light to shine here. It's the dark world that needs to see your light. Jesus is already the light here. You don't need to shine here. Jesus is the star here. He's the only one who needs to shine here. It's the dark world, it's the sinful world that needs your light. What do I mean by that? Sometimes, we only act Christian, we only act as followers of Jesus Christ here in this place. But when we're in the dark, we hide the light. It is the world that needs our light. When they don't see our light in their lives, diba? Then there's a trouble. Kaya nga sabi, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Yung mundo yung may kailangan sa atin. Here, you can preach, yes, we can preach the gospel here. But this is just safe zone. Imagine nyo, di ba, mababait nyo nga dito eh. Opo, opo, victory group leader, opo, opo, opo. Your light, okay, the church doesn't need your light to shine. It's Jesus who's shining here. Kaya nga sabi dyan, you are the salt of the earth. Hindi rin sinabi, you are the light of the heaven. The heaven doesn't need our light. God is shining there. He is light there. God is the one who illuminates the word. God is the one who is attractional as light that we would focus on Him. And God is the direction for our lives. But if the world doesn't have light, they don't have you, paano naman sila? Nangangapa sila sa buhay nila. Trial and error. Siya muna, siya. Oh, mali, okay. Gawin ko muna to, gawin ko yan. Oh, mali. Wala na, sawala sa buhay kasi walang tumulong na ilaw kagaya mo. Nangangapa sila, nawawala sila kasi madilim. It's the world that needs our light. It's the earth that needs the light of the church, of the disciples like you and me. It's the world that needs it. Because it says in Matthew 5, verse 15, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, di ba? But on a stand. Itinataas yung ilaw. Sino dito na-experience mo na yung brownout? Ano ba, hindi pa, no? Ano ba yung provider nyo ng kuryente? Hindi nagba-brownout, alright? So, pag nag-brown out, masisindi ka ng kandila, tapos saan mo nilalagay? Sa ilalim ba ng kama mo? Tapos kukumutan mo pa? Ayan, para makakita yung daga. To do that, to put the light of a lamp under the basket is foolishness. Meaning, if you hide your faith, that's foolish. Hidden light is foolish. If you hide your faith, if you hide your life in Christ, that's foolish. You're supposed to be shining your light to others. And anong ginagawa natin? Nagtatago tayo. Diba? Di, pag nandiyan na yung mga classmates mo, magbabasa ang Bible sa school, ay naku, tinatago mo na. Bula ah, bula. Bible ka dyan. Or probably napagod na lang tayo. Diba? Yung to a point na lagi kang inaasar, invite ka ng invite sa kanila, praise the Lord, hallelujah ka, puro ka naman, victory, 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 or victory group, one-to-one, ano ba yan? Corny ka. So ngayon, tinago mo na yung faith mo. So ngayon, ayaw mo na magpakita ka sa kanila, hindi ka na kaibigan nila, now you're trying to hide your light, and that's foolish. People in the darkness need to see your life so that they would see God. Don't hide your faith. Don't hide your life in them. The world needs to see you so that they would know that it is possible to have a changed life in Christ. They need to see your life. you are called to be the salt and the light of the world. You are called for that. As a disciple, you are called to be salt, to give flavor, to show meaning and purpose in life, to preserve the dying world, to purify the world by preaching the gospel, to show your light in such a way that when they see you, you're different. If everybody else nagkokopyahan and then ikaw hindi, they would notice that. That's light to them. If everybody else is going into different relationships in this world, kahit na sinasabi ni God na pero sabi ni God sa'yo, hindi muna, mag-aral muna ng mabuti, they would notice that. Posible palang mag-antay para sa totoong, sa true love in the future. They would notice that. And if they would, if everybody else, okay, in your school, they see how you are in God, you reflect God. Kaya nga sabi, in the last verse, verse 16, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. If we could summarize what is the result of being the salt of the earth and light of the world, you know what? They would see your good works. They would see good works. And if that happens, you know, it's a good thing. We're not saying, pag nag-good works sa'yo, you will be favored by God more and more. Hindi yun yun. But because you are in God, you will do good works before the people to see God. Now imagine this, okay, you're saying, pag-uwi ka sa bahay, okay, magaling ako sa youth service, or nag-fellowship, nag-victory group kami. Pero kung yung hugasin mo, tatlong linggo na doon, how will they see God in you? Paano mo sila ma-invite dito? Sometimes here, okay tayo, pero at home, paano tayo? Nakikita kaya nila yung pagbabago sa buhay natin. The world needs to see your good works so that they would know God. Di ba alam niyo yung moon? Alam niyo yung moon? Sino nakita niyo na yung moon? Labas kayo minsan, makita niyo naman yun. Di ba yung moon? Ang moon ba may sarili siyang light? Paano nagkakalight yung moon? It's a reflection from the sun. You are like a moon. You reflect the light of God. You reflect God to others that when they see your life, they will see God. When they see your life, they will know God. And when they see your life, it would open an opportunity for them to hear the good news. That when it's your time to speak to their lives, they will listen. When you preach the gospel to them, what makes you different? It's what Christ has done for me on the cross. They would listen because they have seen your life. Maniniwala sila. No wonder kaya hindi sila sumasama kung minsan sa atin kasi tayo pa pala yung promotor ng kopyahan. But when they see God in us, when it comes to a point that we preach to them, they would listen because they have seen it in your life. And what will happen? People will give glory to God. That's a result. That's what the Bible said. People will give glory to God. You know what? When they give glory to God, probably they experience God now. Because of your life, nakita nila, posible palang magka-purpose yung buhay ko gaya ng buhay mo. Nung pinreach mo yung gospel sa kanila, salamat, mababago bago na yung buhay ko kay Jesus. They will give glory to God for the rest of their lives because of the testimony and because of the preaching of your word. Only eternity would tell the extent of the value of what you've done even for just one person here on earth. Because of your preaching to them, because you are being a friend to them, especially in your family. Sino sa inyo dito may family members kayo hindi pa kilala si Jesus? Wala pang relationship kay God. You want them to be saved. There's many of us here. But because you are the light in your home, you are the salt in your home, they will know God. They will give glory to God. Pumong here, you have friends you want to be saved. You have classmates. You are the light in that barkada. You are the light sa classroom na yan, you are the light in your school. You will change your school. Because of your life, they would know that change is possible in our lives because of Christ. Because of your life. I want to end by reading this verse, Ephesians 5, 8-9. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of life is found in all that is good and right and true. People would know what's good, right, and true with the help of your life. As light of the world, point them to God. Give direction to God. Let's all pray right now. Some of you here are live the life as if you're not a follower of Christ, meaning parang you're losing saltiness. There's a lifestyle of not honoring God despite your claim as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ. And we need to repent from God, for God, for what we have done. And if that's you, would you raise your hand right now? Let me pray for you. Why don't you pray to God right now? Ask for forgiveness. Lord, sorry. I misrepresented you to in our home, in our school. I misrepresented you. I did not reflect your light to others. I did not try to preserve the dying world. Instead, sumabay ako sa darkness. I hid my light. And we are sorry, God. We are sorry. We receive your forgiveness, God. Allow us to be salt and light to the world. You hear our prayers, God. We receive your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you here, you want to receive boldness? Boldness to live His Word, and boldness to preach His Word. Sometimes kasi naiiwan tayo dun sa living lang. To a point na living lang okay, pero we never dared preach the gospel to anybody. If that's you, would you raise your hand? You want boldness. Raise your hand up high. Boldness to live for God and to preach the gospel. Boldness. Said in your word, God, Acts 1:8, we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and we will be effective witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and to the end of the earth. That is our desire, God, to live for you and to preach the word that changes us always, God, that changes us every single day. What you've done on the cross for us is what will save the world, is what will save my family, what will save my classmates and friends. Use us to preach the word, God. Allow us to open our phones and use the God test as a tool to preach the word, the gospel in verses that we have learned. And if we haven't memorized verses at all, Lord God, allow us to memorize verses so that we would be able to preach to the people who needs to be saved, who needs you, just like we need you. Thank you, God, for the boldness that comes from you, God. You said in your word, truly you will be with us to the end of the age. You are with us as we preach the gospel to our family members, sa nanay, tatay, sa mga kapatid namin, sa mga kaibigan, in Jesus' name.